Morning Watch, The Will of God, Week 8, Meeting to Know and Do the Will of God. Day 2, Related Verses, Psalms 73, verses 16 and 17, and 28. When I considered this in order to understand it, it was a troublesome task in my sight. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I perceived their end. Verse 28. But as for me, drawing near to God is good for me. I have made the Lord Jehovah my refuge, that I may declare all your works. Psalms 77, verses 11 to 13. I will bring to remembrance the deeds of Jehovah. For I will remember your wonders from of old, and I will meditate on all that you have done and muse on your doings. O God, your way is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as God? 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. Ephesians 2:21. In whom all the building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord. Ephesians 1:17 and 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Him, the eyes of your heart having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Suggested reading. When we come together, our intention may be to pray, to worship, to serve, to hear a message, to be taught, to be exhorted, to be strengthened, to be comforted, and to be encouraged. This is our understanding. Actually, with our meetings, there are so many wonderful things underneath the surface. We gain a lot of benefits and profit that we do not realize by participating in the meetings. In Psalm 73, verse 17 through 28, we see that the psalmist obtained the solution in the sanctuary of God. First, God's sanctuary, His habitation, is in our spirit. Second, God's sanctuary is the church. Thus, to go into the sanctuary of God, we need to turn to our spirit and then go to the meetings of the church. Once we are in the sanctuary, in the Spirit and in the Church, we will have another view, a particular perception of the situation concerning the wicked. There is only one way to reconcile Psalms 1 and 73, and it is presented to us in Psalm 73:17. The sanctuary of God is the place where we may obtain the revelation we need. The sanctuary here undoubtedly signifies the dwelling place of God. Our spirit today is God's dwelling place. Even more, the local churches are God's dwelling place. Hence, we must turn to our spirit and we must turn to the local church. Then we will be clear. Our spirit and the local church are the places where we receive divine revelation, where we obtain the explanation to all our problems. When, quote, I went into the sanctuary of God, then I perceived, end quote. What did the psalmist perceive? Verse 25 says, whom do I have in heaven but you? And besides you, there is nothing I desire on earth. He realized that God was working to deprive him of all material things, so that he might enjoy God in such an absolute way. This is the revelation. Why do the wicked prosper and their riches continually increase? It is because God has given them up. He simply lets them go on their own way. They have nothing whatever to do with the enjoyment of God. But God's intention with the seeking saints is to remove all material blessings and all physical enjoyments in order that they may find everything in God. Nothing in heaven or on earth can be their enjoyment but God Himself. It was by the psalmist's experience, as recorded in the first part of Psalm 73, that he could eventually assert, "Whom do I have in heaven but you? And beside you there is nothing I desire on earth." He received revelation. He learned why God would not allow the seeking saints to prosper as the worldlings do. God intends that nothing should distract us from the absolute enjoyment of Himself. Eventually, it is not a matter of merely keeping the law, but of seeking God absolutely. It is not a matter of doing good or evil, right or wrong. If you are concerned about that, you are still occupied with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It is a matter of seeking God, obtaining God, possessing God. It is a matter of experiencing God, to the extent that you also can say, "Whom do I have in heaven but you? And besides you, there is nothing I desire on earth." In other words, I do not care for anything but the tree of life. I do not care for anything other than God Himself. This is Psalm 73. When the psalmist went into the sanctuary of God, he received this revelation and took God Himself as his all. How may we too have the experience of the psalmist in these verses? We must be in the Spirit and in the local church, the sanctuary of God. Just by this one psalm, we may see the difference between Book 3 and Book 1. There is a great improvement. It is not a matter of keeping the law or of being right or wrong, but of having God and of keeping God as everything.